Vicki Post, who longtime KPFA News listeners will remember as Vicki Voss, broke down barriers. Vicki was blind from birth. She came to KPFA as a volunteer news reporter in the 1980s, eventually co-anchoring the evening and morning newscasts. She was both fearless and seemingly unshakable, fighting off several physical conditions during her lifetime that would have sent many to the sidelines. Her twin sister Veronica says her favorite story involves Vicki covering a protest for KPFA News in the mid-1980s. The police started arresting everyone, including journalists, but they didn't know what to do with Vicki's guide dog. When authorities checked everyone in at the jail, they told Vicki she could make one phone call. They apparently thought she'd call someone to come take her dog. Instead, Vicki called KPFA News and filed her story. Vicki faced discrimination as a blind journalist. She was fluent in French and German and worked as a translator for the United Nations. She was deeply disappointed when the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle turned her down for a reporting job in the 1980s because she was blind. Eventually, though, Vicki was hired as news director at community radio station KUSP in Santa Cruz. Vicki was there when the 6.9 magnitude Loma Prieta earthquake struck in 1989. Its epicenter was in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Her house was red-tagged because of earthquake damage, but Vicki put on a hard hat and headed back to downtown Santa Cruz to do her reporting, some of which aired on KPFA. Vicki was generous with her skills, conducting voice training for KPFA News reporters, and most recently helping the UC Berkeley Journalism School accommodate a blind student from overseas. Vicki was also a musician, singer, singing instructor, and an adventurer with an irrepressible spirit and will, skiing, climbing mountains, and even once driving a car. Vicki died on Monday after suffering strokes and a heart attack brought on by cancer. On her Spirit Alive website, Vicki described herself as a happily married, hopelessly independent, flaming idealist who believes there is still hope for this planet. Former KPFA News reporter Vicki Post, dead at the age of 71. With assistance from Mark Maracle, I'm Eileen Alfandary.